Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, open mic, and tonight is a very, very special open mic because we get to honor and celebrate a beautiful, beautiful lady who I never had the honor of meeting, who died in a nursing home. And of course, we'll get the details from her niece when she comes on the air, her niece Lorraine, who by the way, is a regular on this show. Honor someone who has perished in a nursing home, because all people in those places, whether they realize it or not, are very brave, beautiful people to survive that, you know, whatever time they do survive, to be in there. And of course, some of them manage to get out. We've helped a couple along the way. Privilege to honor those. And let me just, while we're waiting for our engineer to set up we want to play an Ave Maria. Big East Akita Rescue, one of our friends, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, helps a great deal, has helped me to train several Akita guide dogs. And the email, BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. So check them out. If you need dog food, cat food, call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food and cat food, medical when they're able to do it. We get the support of SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them. 631-880-7929. And we greatly appreciate them promoting the nursing home programs that we produce that are being shown on television, both local and international, every week. A Thursday night here on Long Island, Channel 20. You can view that at 9:30. And Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997 in the city, RCN 84, Verizon's 35, Verizon Files 35, and of course on your phone or computer, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel. So check them out. Watch the show, sign our petition, because we are determined to get rid of these horrible, horrible places. And you're going to hear the story why people should not have to deal with these horrible concentration camp-like places. They're really horrible. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our number is Inner Sight. The Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And we're going to have some music tonight on the show dedicated to Jones, the woman who perished under the roof of the nursing home. Let's see, we're brought to you by the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster of Auntie Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And we'd like to see the government do a lot more to protect children, especially disabled children who are at a double disadvantage because of their disability. All right. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. We thank the Islip Cleaners for donating to InnerSight and Suffolk Bus Corp, another one of our friends. All these people, and I'm sure we'll be having a lot more as time goes on. Hopefully you'll hear tonight from one of our new advocates in Boston, Brandy, that she's going to try to call in tonight. So we'll see. We've got to get our engineer on the air. All right. InnerSight and honoring tonight Loretta Jones, a great, great, beautiful lady. Engineer, if you can hear me, just get on the air and let's start manning the phone. Don't worry about the music. We can play that later. We have other Sweet Pepper Treat will be on with some music, and so will Lorraine will have some music too. So if you can hear me, please open the phones. All right. We're trying to get the engineer set up here on InnerSight. The number here, by the way, is 213-816-1650, call-in number. And hopefully it's working. You never know on this blog what's going to happen next. And tonight, a very special night. If we don't get our engineer on in the next few minutes, we'll have to redial and reset the show and see if we can get Lorraine on the line to talk about her aunt, Loretta, because no one should have to suffer and die in a nursing home. A person should have the right to live and die in their own home. And the government has a responsibility to protect all residents in these nursing homes. They really should consider it an emergency when someone is unprotected. Woman fell out of bed. She had acquired some kind of an infection. The hospital obviously didn't do much for her. And then she was returned to the nursing home. Typical story. And fell out of bed and was found next morning on the floor. And a few days later, she passed away. A horrible, horrible thing that the government who runs these places does not protect people. Now, one of the things that they should do is provide, let the home health aides come in to these nursing homes and be with the person the same as they would in their own home. The money is there for it. The you know, they're contracted to do it, and the hours that will not be given by the state. Let the nursing home establish a fund and start Volunteers for Freedom, where people can donate their time and they'll be rewarded financially. So there is a solution, a preventative solution to prevent people from falling bad and being injured and hurt and killed and everything else. All right, we're gonna have to go off the air and go on our other line and see if we can get call Lorraine. Lorraine, if you're listening, stand by. Obviously, our engineer is not here. I don't know what happened to her. And no communication. Stand by, Lorraine. All right, we're going to try to get Lorraine on the line. So stand by. I apologize. I don't know what happened to our engineer. She's not very reliable. Stand by. Inner Sight, we have Lorraine on the line. Welcome to Inner Sight, Lorraine.
Thank you, Frank.
And it's a great honor to be able to talk about Loretta Jones and someone that you, of course, loved and knew for many, 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 many years. What is your fondest memory of your aunt?
My fondest memory, it was a very funny one. The memory of when I was, you know, studying a video, because I was studying dance for a little bit there.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that she was watching me do the whole routine, because I had studied it and studied over and over. So she was standing there. She had came down, and she says, what did she say? She says, wow, you got that thing, girl. You got that thing, doing that thing. Look at that. Look at that. That's one of the memories I can remember most. She says, you got that thing down pat, girl. Yes, you do. Because she was into dance to herself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was one of my fondest memories.
She was a model?
Yes, she was a model. She graduated the school of Barbizon, and also she got me.
Very famous school.
Yes, it is, and she got me in there, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Barbizon School of Modeling in New York City, right?
Yes, in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did she have any magazine photo
She had a big portfolio that I used to look at, you know, all the time, and she would talk to me about it, you know, the photo shoots and everything. And, oh, yes, I did go to her graduation when she did some runway modeling.
Oh, yeah?
There. Yeah, I remember that. And I went to her high school graduation, too.
Oh.
Yep. And she was the first person that ever introduced me to a cosmetic line by the name of Fashion Fair. Because when I saw her wearing, I said, I want some of that, too.
So did she work professionally as a model?
I'm not sure. I think she did some things.
Yeah.
And she worked for this company called ESBA.
Uh huh.
It was like a credit card type of thing where she would, you know, like when you're purchasing things,
yeah,
she would be the one to check it, to clear it for you, for your purchase.
Right, right.
Mhm. She did that. Yes.
All right, and then what happened? She got ill.
She got sick, you know, a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, a while back ago in life, you know.
Yeah.
But, she helped in the raising of me when I was a little girl, a little baby, you know, newborn baby. Yeah, there was another comment, too, like when we were living in South Carolina. And my great-grandma, she told me the story. My great-grandma, because she would sit there on the bed and she just kept looking at me. And then my great-grandma came out, and said, if you don't stop looking at that baby like that, something's going to happen to her. You know how they are, you know, old wives' tales and everything. But nothing didn't happen to me. I'm still here kicking. Mm-hmm. She was
so. Now tell us when did she? How old was she when she went into a nursing home?
I'm not sure at the age, but she had to be maybe, I don't know, I don't want to get it wrong, maybe in her late 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, it was when my grandmother died.
Right.
My grandmother died. They sold the house. And she stayed with my mother numerous times and my aunt, Charlotte, up in the Bronx, you know. Sometimes.
Her sister, your mother.
Yeah, she stayed with my mother for a long, you know,
right.
Long time. And then she got her own apartment. I
right.
was happy for her when she got, because I used to go over there and I would stay, you know, I remember staying the night with her and go shopping and everything.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, to keep her company, I would make visits over there.
Yeah.
You know, because we were very close to her.
Yeah. Let me just explain to people, because I don't know what happened to our engineer. If people are calling in, we apologize. We don't have access to the board. I can't read it. I'm almost totally blind.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to the engineer. I just spoke to her before we went on the air. And
yes.
She's disappeared, which... I don't know what to say about that, but if you're calling in, you can listen, but we can't really get you.
I hope she does come
on the show, unless the engineer comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Can't open the mics, so
right.
Just so people know. Mm-hmm. So she went into remind people we do not blame. The relatives.
No, we don't.
For these nursing homes.
Mm-mm.
Because a relative, even if you could keep the person out for a period of time, right? First of all, you shouldn't have to pay for that.
No.
The money is there to keep that person out. It's not being used in the right way. So a lot of people will try, and sometimes they can do it for years. Mm. And then their money runs out or they can't do it anymore. You know, they got to pay their rent or whatever. So it's a horrible, horrible situation where the state literally waits around until somebody can't handle the cost anymore. And now the person has to go into a nursing home. And the state takes their money and everything else they can grab. You know, so we certainly do not blame the relatives or the friends or the families. We blame the government and we blame the agencies that should be raising money to prevent this. You know, and they don't. So now your aunt went into a nursing home. Was she in a couple of different ones or just one?
Just one.
Just the one.
Just that one.
Now, how long was she there?
Oh, gosh.
Well, you said she went in when she was about 58. Say, right?
I said in her late 50s.
Yeah, well, let's say 58, arguments. Yeah. Take or give.
Yes.
And how old was she when she passed?
69.
69?
Yes.
All right, so she was in there over 10 years.
Yeah.
You know? Now, do you know anything about the details? Did she got some kind of an infection?
Well, one time she did, and I don't think they were saying that they were not treating her right. And the hospital that they sent her to, they kept sending her to that hospital. And my mother, the last time, told them to send her over to Jamaica Hospital, which they did not send her over there at all. I mean, she would come back home to the nursing home. She would get well. She would be fine talking in her clear mind, you know, a couple of times, you know.
Right.
And she would get sick again, had to be put right back in the hospital again. Then she would seem like she would get better a little again. She would be talking clearly and everything. And then she would go right back in there, in the hospital again.
So they'd send her back and forth.
Yes.
Which is typical. I mean, it happens to thousands of people every day.
It does. It does.
You don't hear about it because the news doesn't cover that.
Right. They don't cover it.
You know, you have to be famous
mm-hmm.
for them to talk about that, you know.
Yes.
So that alone is wear and tear on somebody who is living in a nursing home environment, which is deteriorating and lowers your resistance in so many different ways.
It does.
And, you know, makes you feel horrible. Now, so they sent her back to the nursing home, the hospital, right?
Yes.
Now, what happened? How do you know? How did you hear that she fell out of bed?
My mom told me that she woke up one morning, and she was on the floor, and she said she didn't know how she got there.
Your mom,
I have no idea.
The nursing home called your mom.
Yes, they did.
And told her she was on the floor, and they don't know how she got there.
No, she said she didn't know how she got there. Loretta said she didn't know how she got on the floor.
What? Oh, Loretta, she was
at that
time obviously still alive, you know.
Yes, she was still alive.
She didn't know how she got there. All right,
no,
so what did the nursing home say about that?
I have no idea what they said about that because they all spoke to my mother.
Your mom didn't tell you what their explanation of it?
No, my mother didn't tell me any explanation what they said.
And Loretta didn't know how she got there.
No, that's what she told.
She obviously fell out of bed.
Yeah, yes.
And did they find her in the morning? Is that how they knew?
I think that's what she was telling me. They had found her in the morning on the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me point out to everybody that you're looking for an attorney to sue, you know, the nursing home and the state and everybody else responsible for negligence. You know?
That was negligence. They didn't feed up too properly. In the end of it, they didn't give her enough nutrition or anything. And, you know, there was one time that they found her unresponsive, which I was told, you know, but they managed to, you know, get her back and everything. And,
all right.
Yeah.
So she fell out of bed, and then how long after that did she pass?
I think I don't want to be incorrect.
Well, you don't have to know. Yeah, you know, just give us an idea.
Maybe three weeks.
It was a couple of weeks later?
Yeah.
That she passed away?
She passed away this past, it was on Friday, August 11th, that's when she passed.
All right.
And it was like from that week, and I can recall if I can remember when she was telling me, it was about
August 11th.
2 weeks, I think 2 or 3 weeks before that.
And then when did she fall out of bed?
Saying. About from that. It had to be at least about 2 or 3 weeks prior to her passing.
Oh, I thought it was, remembering when you told me she had died, I thought it was closer.
It seemed like it was closer.
To her fall.
Yeah, I don't want to be.
You know, I thought it was a couple of days after she had, because you told me she had died, but I'm not sure of the time frame. But, you know, that can be established by an attorney, you know, when they do an investigation.
Yes.
Now, do you know, you have any idea what caused her death, why she died?
Well, they were saying that her blood sugar had dropped very low, and when my mother had saw her, I think a week or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'm not sure, but her body had felt all clammy, and everything, and she was wanting some. She was very thirsty, and she was hungry.
So they obviously weren't watching her very well.
No, they was not.
Yeah. Did she gain a lot of weight? Was she overweight?
No, at first, she had gained a lot of weight before when she was alive. Like, I would say this is August, let's see, July, June, between May and June.
Yeah.
You know, she was spoke to her.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, I was speaking to her, and she was telling me how, you know, she had gained some weight a while back ago, and we were laughing, and we were talking about it.
So she obviously was neglected,
mm-hmm.
and you know, not taken care of properly.
No, they were not watching her.
The blood sugar—it sounds like went down too low, and she probably went into a coma. So that's usually what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You become unconscious.
Yes.
When your blood sugar goes down too low.
Yes.
All right. Engineer, are you there? I heard some kind of signal, but I don't know.
I heard that too. I heard a beep.
826 New York, Inner Sight, talking with Lorraine and her aunt, about her aunt who passed in the nursing home. What that nursing home was where in Queens?
Far Rockaway, Queens. Yes.
Do you know the name of it?
I cannot recall the name of this nursing home.
All right.
For nothing, I can't remember.
Far Rockaway, Queens.
Yes.
And she was there for over 10 years. Now, unfortunately, we wanted to intervene and try to get her out and talk to your mom. And,
yes.
You know, we were willing to do that. And then all of a sudden, things took a turn for the worse.
It did.
And she came back from the hospital and then took a fall and then passed away. So Inner Sight was reaching out to try to help. Now here again, you know, I don't blame the relatives or anyone or the friends. You know, it's the fault of these places that they don't do enough to protect people. You know, that they don't have. I mean, how does someone fall out of bed unless they're severely neglected and they're not being watched? You know, and the reason why these nursing homes don't want the home health aides in there, because that home health aide can help the person to the point where they can go home, and they don't want those people to go home. They want to keep them there for the money. So it's a vicious cycle. Lorraine, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. You have some, you wanted to do a music?
Yes, it's she loved Donnie McLaughlin.
A tribute to your aunt. What is it?
It's called Stand by Donnie McLaughlin, because they played this the night in the funeral home at the funeral.
Oh.
So, such a beautiful song.
All right, so let's hear it.
Okay.
Over our equipment here. I hope we can hear it.
Turn it up a little. Hope it's not too loud.
Yeah, no, it won't be. Turn it up.
Alexa, restart song.
When you've done all you can,
is it too loud?
No, no, it's good.
Just just stand. Tell me, how do you handle your time is past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile while your heart has been broken and
that was one of the persons she loved, Donnie McLaughlin.
That's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is. I love that song myself. I play it sometime alone, too. And she did like Mays featuring Frankie Beverly. There was one song she liked from there. It was, I'm drawing a blank. Oh, gosh. But I know she liked Happy Feelings.
Happy Feeling.
Yes.
Or she was your aunt loved, she was a musical person, right?
Yes, she was very much. She loved Stevie Wonder, Al Jarreau. Now I remember the song. It was Before I Let Go. A lot of DJs used to play that in parties and everything. But when she heard it, she got up on her feet and started dancing to it. Yes. And Ain't No Stopping Us Now by McFadden and Whitehead.
Yeah.
And Love and Happiness by Al Green. Oh, yes, she did.
Oh, yeah. Green and I have the same birthday, you know.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Al's a preacher, you know.
Okay. Yeah, he is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to play that one?
Yes, I would like to play Happy Feelings by Maze.
Yes, for Loretta, and we love her and we remember her, and I never met her, but...
Oh, she even loved strangers. You know, she loved everyone. She was a beautiful, kind, and she was very giving. One thing about her, she was very, very giving and very helpful. And like I said before, she helped with all my children from the first of them, my oldest to the youngest. She was there. When I came home from the hospital, she saw my daughter Alicia, says, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
In the way that she did, yes.
Again, we have to apologize to people who are listening that we can't bring you in here because of the engineer.
Yes, we don't know what happened to Suzanne.
I don't know what happened to her.
I don't know either. So here is Happy Feelings by Maze featuring Frankie Beverly.
All right. Okay. For Loretta.
Yes. Alexa, play Happy Feelings by Maze featuring Frankie Beverly.
Thank you. Christ, I'm here.
Cool song.
Nice.
Engineer, are you with us?
Hi.
Yes, I'm with you guys.
No. Oh, let's take a phone call.
You finally got on. Yeah, let's do it. Okay.
All right, we'll take a phone call, Lorraine.
Okay.
We have any callers?
Okay, it's ready. Hello.
Inner Sight, hello, you're on the air.
Mute that again.
All right.
And I'll try another.
Try another one. We're honoring Loretta Jones, a woman who passed away in a nursing home. Beautiful, beautiful lady. I never met her, but I feel honored to know of her now. I wish I could have met her. All right. Caller, hello. Inner Sight.
And
okay, I don't think we have any callers.
We have a lot
them
more, actually.
Maybe
yeah,
they gave up. Anybody out there listening, call back in. We have a few minutes. You could, if you want to talk about Loretta. Lorraine, do you think your aunt would have want to get rid of these nursing homes? Well, what do you think she would, how would she react? Knowing her, I mean, you knew her.
It's a message to the proud family.
Hello?
She's talking in the background, I think.
Lorraine? All right, we
play message back.
We lost Lorraine.
I hear her, but she's not answering.
Knowing what I know of Loretta, and I feel, with all due respect, to speak on her behalf and on behalf of all the people that are trying to survive and get out of these nursing homes and people who are trying to stay out. Lorraine, you there? I truly believe that Loretta did not approve of these horrible nursing homes. And that she would have wanted to join Inner Sight in putting an end to them or in turning them into accessible housing and positive and good for people. So in that way, we honor her too.
Yeah.
By identifying with her on Inner Sight and by using, if we may, with the family's permission, her memory, and I would like to use that memory. I would like to get pictures of her and put them up and incorporate them in our up-and-coming news conference and let Lorraine tell the story or whoever they designate from the family to tell the story.
Yes, that would be nice.
Lorraine, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let me hear. What do you agree that your aunt would have fought to get rid of these nursing homes?
I think she would have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would make sense, right?
Yeah, it would make perfect sense, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a horrible, horrible thing, what happened to her. And it happens to someone every day in this country.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does, for sure.
And we were talking today to our advocate in Boston, Brandy, who I don't know if you're listening, Brandy, but we were talking about why don't these agencies that have millions and perhaps billions of dollars, you know, they're private, they don't get money from the government. There's a lot of them like that. Why don't they step up and help us solve this problem? You know, now there's an element of evil here. There really is.
Mm-hmm.
That they are not coming forward. And you can't tell me they don't know about Inner Sight. We're all over the damn place. We're on Apple. We're on Amazon. We're plastered all over the damn internet. And I want money from that. I want money from that to start a whole public program to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And I'm going to go after that money.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it.
Because if they're going to show our program, show it all away.
That's right.
Help us accomplish. Help us get rid of these nursing homes that millions of people fear and millions of people don't want.
That's right.
That's Inner Sight. And we'll do it in the name of people like Loretta Jones and all the others.
My mother had a fall, too. Yeah, same thing. No change.
Are there any callers on the line?
No, there's one more, maybe. Remember the person, I don't know if they hung up or they just switched to not be on the air. But if you want me, I could try again.
We'll see if there's a caller.
Okay. Hold on.
Hello, caller. You want to say something about Loretta or the nursing homes? Or this is open mic, but it's a special open mic tonight. So if you want to speak, caller, you're perfectly welcome to talk.
There's one
right,
from 461.
All right. And my apologies to to Pepper because we couldn't get you on the air earlier.
Yeah,
Pepper had a couple of songs she wanted to play in honor of Loretta.
Okay. You want to do it?
Maybe we'll try to do that tomorrow night. I don't know.
Okay.
Our nursing home show is tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Lorraine.
Yes.
Anything you want to add about Loretta that people should know?
Well, she loved children very much. She loved children so much. She did. And what else? She was one of those persons. I remember a story that one of the neighbors had, you know, said during the funeral that they were new in the neighborhood, and my grandmother had made a plate of food. And Loretta had took it over there. She introduced herself and everything, and she welcomed them into the neighborhood, you know. And that's what she was like that. And she did help in our block association as well. My grandmother had a she was the vice president of our neighborhood block association, and she helped in that as well, you know.
But she had a good heart.
Yes, she did. She had
a loving
heart, and everybody loved her. Because when I was there, I mean, a lot of people cried, but some of them, we all laughed because we all each told a story. And my son, he, you know, did some poetry. Savannah sung twice, two songs. His Eyes Are on the Sparrow and another song. And my daughter, Tiana, accompanied her. My cousin, Monica, she did a poem. And my husband, he did a scripture, you know, and Tiana did a scripture too. Yeah, so, and it's like we had a party one time, and there was a child that lived in the neighborhood, and there was a family, you know, a family friend, you know, and she used to, you know, play and hang out with my sister and another person in the neighborhood, okay? So she wanted to come to this party of ours. So she had a strict mother, right? And the mother didn't want her to come. So Loretta went over there. And from what I heard, what she was saying, Loretta told her to cry a little bit. Maybe that'll help. And it didn't help too much. Then my grandmother went over there and spoke to the person, too. And she let her come for a little bit. Then her mother came over there. And she, you know, would not let the child stay for at least 2 or 3 minutes, but that's what Loretta did, you know.
Yeah.
She spoke on behalf of people. She spoke.
Oh, she was an advocate.
Yeah,
she did.
An advocate for the average person. Mm-hmm. It sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, she'll be missed, I'm sure, by many, many people. And
yes, she will be.
I didn't even know her, and I miss her.
Yeah.
She has all the kids in the neighborhood. She helped my grandmother take care of some of the children in the neighborhood with babysitting and everything. And all the kids in our family, she loved every one of them. You know, my cousins, she was there for my cousins and everything when they were little.
Aww.
And their children.
Suzanne, stop mumbling.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, she was there for my cousin Monica and her son, Tyshawn, and, you know, partially with Brittany, too, you know. Yes, all of them.
So let's make another appeal for an attorney who would like to maybe take this case. You know, we as an agency, and I'm sure I could get the independent living center out here.
Yes.
To put a letter of endorsement, if needed, you know,
yes.
that these nursing homes are notorious for this kind of treatment to people. If that would help the case in any way, you know, we certainly would come forward and do that. So any attorney, you know, negligent, I believe it would be a negligence case.
It would be.
A negligence against the nursing home, against the state, for not providing any type of preventative measures for this kind of thing, you know, for the person falling out of bed and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight stands ready to help in any way. And I would definitely go to the independent living here out here in Suffolk County and see if we can get their support. You know, you never know, because a lot of these independent living centers are under contract with the state, and they're not allowed to do certain things. But we could certainly present it to them. But I know that this organization, mm-hmm. Inner Sight, would do anything that we could to bring justice.
I just want to say something,
Loretta,
to
Jones.
The people out there, too. Mm-hmm. I want to let them know,
yeah,
if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Now, I know everybody listening in the world, all over, that I know that sometimes when your elderly persons, your family members may get sick, and it seems like you don't have a choice but to put them in nursing homes. But
yeah.
What I would do, I would really think about it very carefully. As you hear the things that's going on in these homes, you wouldn't want to put your loved one, your grandparents, your mother, father, sister, brother, child, or anyone in these places to stay there. Because I know a lot of people, you all work. You may not have no time to care for them in anything, or you feel that it's a good place to put them in, but seriously, a lot of these nursing homes are not a good place to put them in. So if you have someone in your family that you can trust, I urge you to do this. Seek the care of your family member, because they have ways. It's not even all, it's not about the money. It's the principle of the thing.
Yes.
You know, please. Think about it seriously before you do this, because they get very lonely, and these people will get depressed in these nursing homes when they don't see you. Let them live out their days with you all.
And contact Inner Sight. We may be able to help you to raise money to keep the person out.
That's right.
And expose the whole thing.
Yes.
You know, our email is innersight162016, innersight1620@gmail.com, or you can call the Inner Sight number 631-224-3090. Once again, I want to thank Lorraine for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love you. We love Loretta.
Very much.
I'm so
very
sorry.
Much. And the family, our deep condolences to the family. And I apologize to all our callers who couldn't get through tonight. Maybe we can get them on tomorrow night with the nursing home show. All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, or the email innersight1620@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner
night.
Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Right.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone, and sorry about